Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we reflect on a deep truth depicted in Sangam literary work Natchine 80, written by Poodan Thevanar. Set in the agricultural landscape of Marudam, the poem speaks in the voice of the man to his heart, passing on a pointed message to the confidant listening nearby. மன்ற எருமை மலர்த்தலை காரான் இன்தீம் பார்ப்பயம் கொன்மார் கன்றுவிட்டு ஊர்க்குருமாக்கள் மேற்கொண்டு கழியும் பெரும்புலர் விடியலின் விரும்பி போத்தந்து தளையும் தாரும் தந்தனன் இவன் என இளை அணி ஆயமோடு தகுனான் தடையி தைத்திங்கள் தன்கயம் படியும் பெருந்தோட்குருமகள் அல்லது மருந்து பிரிது இல்லை யான் உற்ற நோய்க்கே. The moment I read the first two words, I burst out laughing. The word erumai, meaning buffalo, is the one to be blamed. The comic turn of this word in contemporary lingo never fails to tickle me, even though in the Sangam age, this reference was actually an admiring epithet for wealth and prosperity. Talking about the way words change, I was amazed to find the word mandram currently used to mean an assembly, meaning a buffalo shed in the past. The payam we meet in par payam is not fear as we may assume, but use, more specifically the use of milk. The phrase oor kurumakkal merkonde brings to mind little boys in the village acting as cowherds, climbing on the gentle buffaloes and smiling like little devils. A melodious song caresses our ears as we read the rhythmic thalayum tharum thandanan ivan. Moving from melody to meaning, we learn that the confidant has been disrupting the love relationship between the man and the lady by not letting the man near her friend. She does this perhaps to turn his heart towards a formal union. The man is understandably distressed by the actions of the confidant. So one morning when he meets the lady and her friends, making sure the confidant is in earshot, he says to his heart, desiring the sweet milk of the female buffalo. With a wide open flower-like head, the town's little boys leave the calf back home and climb on the beast, steering it towards the fields at the time when dawn rises, slaying darkness. At that time of dawn, on a day in the month of Thai, the lady arrives with her bejeweled playmates to bathe in the cool pond. Just then she remembers me, thinking he was the one who gave me these garlands and leaves. As she dwells on it, she is filled with shyness and she hides it from those around her. There's no other medicine for the disease that afflicts me other than that bathing young maiden with wide shoulders. With these words, the man stresses the lady's love for him to the confidant and also passes on a hidden message to tame the confidant's mind and align it to his wishes. Buffaloes and bathing belts. Let's take a dip in this pond of poetry to unravel the intricacies depicted. The scene in the natural world opens with a female buffalo being driven away from its calf by little boys who intend to gather and use the buffalo's sweet milk. The time of day when this happens is the connecting link in the verse. When the sun's rays spread in the sky and painted in a gush of red and orange, it's then these boys seem to take the buffalo away. At that same time of day in the month of Thai, the scene involving the lady is presented. Turning our attention to the Thai Thingal, or a day in the month of Thai, we find that it signifies a custom in ancient Tamil culture wherein girls had the practice of bathing in the waters of a river or pond in the month of Thai. This month falls at a time when the rains are just done with and fresh water seems to be bubbling in all the water bodies. More importantly, it could be quite possible that being winter, the water may be warmer than the cold air around. So there could be many reasons for this custom, maybe even plain old common sense. But as religion gained a stronger hold, such cultural practices took on a religious flavor, portraying this custom as one wherein unmarried girls pray for a good husband to the gods and goddesses. However, in this case, seeing the words marindu and noi in close association, I identify this custom more as a health cure and perhaps a celebration of nature. Another interesting reference is that the most wondrous of gifts that a man could give his lady was just leaves and garlands. What a gloriously simple life. All the man had to do was gather the leaves and flowers that bloomed all around and give it to his girl, and seems like she would be bowled over. By expressing what's in the mind of his lady, the man hints to the confidant how much he means to the lady. In addition, with that metaphor of a buffalo being taken away from its calf, he relates that the confidant too is trying to take the lady away from him so that the sweet milk of a formal union shall be attained. He puts himself in the place of that distressed calf away from its mother and says the only cure for him is to be with his lady. Is it right that the buffalo be separated from its calf? The milk gushes to feed its young one, but the world has other plans for it. With these words, the man indeed makes us ponder on how we humans have bent the natural world to fit in the mold of our own whims and fancies. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.